Good morning. Clouds hung on tough overnight across interior New York and New England, and even a few showers across the Champlain Valley, northern parts of Vermont, and over into northeastern sections of New England, while the rest of the region is damp but generally dry and starting out mainly in the 50s. A warm front pushed through the region yesterday with showers, and now that's lifting into southern Canada and into northeastern New England. And as a result, we'll see milder air in place for the day today. Still, with the front close by, we'll have plenty of clouds mixed with a little bit of sunshine, enough though to get us up into the middle and upper 70s on average across the region. Now, in this warm and moist environment, we do run the risk at a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon in spots, but it'll generally be dry. More muggy air in place tonight, with lows going down to the upper 50s and lower 60s on average under mostly cloudy skies, and we'll also have areas of fog developing. With the front staying close by pretty much all week long, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in the forecast, especially during the afternoon hours tomorrow and again on Wednesday, with disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere acting on that front and the moisture available to produce some wet weather. It will not be raining the whole time, and it'll be on the milder side, with temperatures tomorrow in the high 70s to around 80, and up around 80 again on Wednesday, despite mostly cloudy skies through the midweek period. A bigger batch of energy will roll through the region on Thursday, with the best chance of more numerous showers and thunderstorms during the week on that day. Temperatures still, though, will be in the upper 70s. From that system, a leftover shower on Friday morning, then we'll start a drying trend, which will carry us through the weekend. With a northwest wind flow, it'll turn breezy and a bit cooler on Friday, but we'll also go back to sunshine with highs around 70. And then we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday for the holiday weekend. Temperatures will be back into the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe storms across portions of Oklahoma, far southeastern Kansas, southern Missouri, northwest Arkansas, and far northern Texas. And there's also a slight risk of severe storms from the southern plains to the Midwest and Great Lakes region today. The degree of shear and moisture and instability available within the warm sector will favor scattered to numerous supercell structures at least through mid-evening of the convective cycle. Very large hail and tornadoes are possible with these supercells again today, with an early evening peak tornado threat and perhaps a couple of stronger tornadoes boosted by a nocturnally strengthening southerly low-level jet stream. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma at 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Hutchinson, Kansas at 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 41 degrees with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear skies and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 55, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Vernon, Texas, to a low of 24 at Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm near 80. And in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 55, that's 4 degrees below normal. There was 0.09 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany for the month, now 1.04 inches, which is 1.06 inches of precipitation below normal, and 9.13 inches for the year, which is 4.14 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and milder today with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and milder today, a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, milder today, with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and milder today, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, milder today, a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, near 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday in the upper 70s. A leftover shower Friday morning, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler in the afternoon, around 70 for the high. And in the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds over the holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.